are listening to Ratchet and the Geek, the intersection of social media, pop culture, and technology, brought to you by Lovey from AwesomelyLovey.com. She's a humor writer, a social media strategist, and the co-founder of the Red Pump Project. And me, Scott Hanselman from Hanselman.com. I'm a software engineer, web guy, former computer science professor, and a guy with too many gadgets. And together, we will bring you everything that we know and think about TV, movies, games, gadgets, stories of fail, the dumbest tweets you've ever heard, product recommendations, and lots more. Here on Ratchet and the Geek. Show number 4, the people demanded it. Hi, Lovey.
What up, Scott?
My mind is blown away. I was knocked off the couch probably 3 times during Scandal today.
Yo, Scandal, this episode has me... I don't even know what to do with myself. I don't even know... Like, I literally do not know what to do with myself. I watched the show, and for the hour after the show went off, I was still sitting on my couch like, what do I do with my life?
How do I recover? I felt like I needed to go to the hospital and just wait with somebody.
Right. I was like, where do I go check up on Fitz? Like, where is he, all right? And then I had to tell myself he's not real. I can't. I don't know what to do with myself right now. That show has my whole, it just has me all messed up.
Did you notice that when they were looking at the Constitution, that Fitz said, it's everything? And I was like, yes, it is everything, Fitz.
You're like, you get us, Fitz. You get us. It is everything. Seriously, Shonda Rhimes is not good for my health.
No, she's not. And you know, the thing is, too, is that before Scandal, I did not like the bad guy from Ghost. You know?
Yes. And the fact that you didn't realize that's why I call him Ghost this whole time.
No, I just figured that out.
Yeah, that's why I call him President Ghost, because... he's the dude from Ghost, and his name is President Grant, but I can't help but call him President Ghost.
You know that he's actually famous for another reason? He's the great-grandson of the guy that started MGM Studios.
Really? Oh, so he got money on top of money.
Well, Tony Goldwyn, Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer.
Oh!
Yes.
Wow, okay. Oh, yes.
That's
mind
long,
blown.
That's long money.
Mind blown. He's the Goldwyn in the... oh, wow.
Yeah.
Nice. Very. But, how'd you find that out?
IMDb. IMDb. I do research before the show. I do research before the show. Don't you do research before a show?
I mean, I do. Like, I'm the kind of person who, like, I'll watch a show and I'll spend 2 hours afterwards reading about every actor in it. For some odd reason, I haven't read up about every actor in Scandal. But the woman who plays Abby... mm-hmm. She's also in one of my other favorite shows, Mad Men. She plays Don Draper's neighbor.
Right.
And I didn't realize it was her until, like, I was watching Mad Men again, and I'm just like, oh, that's Abby from Scandal, the one I don't like.
Okay, you ready for this? You ready for this? Huck?
Yeah.
Huck was the guy on the Dave Chappelle show who slapped the Wrap It Up box. Remember the Wrap It Up box? Wrap it up!
What? You know what? He's so good as Huck that I think his problem after this is going to be people going to see him as Huck even in different roles.
Definitely, definitely. He's actually, I think he's like the newer, crazier Luis Guzman.
Who's that?
Luis Guzman? Oh my goodness. Here we go. Google Luis Guzman. You've seen Luis Guzman. He was in, well, just Google him. He's just everywhere. He is... like this little, short, scary-looking guy who could probably kill you with, like, a look. And he's been in
everything.
All right,
I will Google him. I will definitely Google him. But seriously, this episode has me in my feelings. Like, my feelings have feelings.
It was pretty amazing. And I really thought that that Carrie's wig game was on tonight with the I'm Younger
Yo,
wig.
You
and
peeped the wig.
Yeah, oh, I peeped the wig. I know what was up. I was like, she's younger. I see what the wig is for.
You know what? And I would also like to say the wool jacket that she had on in one of the scenes where she's talking to the president.
Yes.
That jacket gave me everything.
You're
that
talking
is
about
a
the
Burberry
one with the
jacket.
Big sleeves. The big sleeves?
Did it have big sleeves? No. It was a fitted one, camel colored wool jacket. It was like fitted to the gods. Like it fit her like life.
Oh, right. I'm thinking about when they were planning out when they were when they were at the cabin and she was wearing that kind of like chunky sweater jacket thing with the big collar and the big sleeves.
Oh, I love that. I actually have a jacket. Yeah. I have a sweater similar to that. But yes. Oh, Scandal. Oh, I'm so ready for next week. I am so ready.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I don't know. Maybe we got to do another show. I don't know. I don't know if I can handle this every 2 weeks thing.
We might have to do another show just because next week is Scandal's winter finale. So
yeah, we may have to have a very special episode.
A very special episode of Ratchet and the Geek where all we do is break down Scandal. We might. And that one will include spoilers. This one, we try not to include spoilers. But next one, if you don't watch Scandal, you might want to avoid it because it's going to be all Scandal everything.
I love that we are probably single-handedly getting people overseas stealing Scandal over the internet. Like we're getting like email from like people in Dubai who can't watch Scandal that are trying to find it.
And he's like, "How do I watch Scandal?" Listen, okay. Man, I tell you, I would just and I must say, Shonda Rhimes retweeted me tonight, so I'm getting my life.
You're probably gonna end up meeting her before I am.
You know, I've met Shonda Rhimes.
Oh, why don't you talk to me?
I didn't tell you.
No.
Yeah. Okay, so you know, I've met Shonda Rhimes. I've met Kerry Washington. It was at this year's Black Women in Hollywood Essence Luncheon, and Kerry Washington was actually presenting Shonda Rhimes with an award. Wait, did she get one too? I can't remember, but Shonda for sure got an award, and Shonda is so major that one of the people who presented her the award is like the head of ABC, and the woman says, "You know, typically we like to give people a seat at the table. We gave Shonda the table." Mm. I said, "Oh, okay. You know what? I'm not worthy of this." I met Shonda Rhimes. Me and Patrice, aka Afrobella, we met her. She's really nice, really low key. You would not think she's this epic genius writer person. She's really chill.
Man. That's crazy. Why am I? I don't know where my invitation to the Essence Black Women's Luncheon went.
It got lost in the mail. I got you next time.
Yeah, you hooked me up.
It must have been got lost in the mail.
Hey, speaking of getting the hookup, you actually hung out with Patrice recently, and you got a hookup. Tell me about that.
Yes. Okay. So on Tuesday, Microsoft was having an event in Chicago, and they had Patrice host it, and it was an event for their launch of their new Windows Surface. So it was 15 bloggers. It was really intimate, really small, at this nice Japanese restaurant, and they had a couple of Microsoft folks there, and we got to like play with Surfaces. And at the end of the night, they're like, "Oh, and you know, you all get to take home Microsoft Surfaces." And I got my life. I was like, "This is Christmas early."
Wow, that's good. Were you thinking before they actually were like, "You get a Surface and you get a Surface"? Were you like, "What is this stupid thing I'm at?" Or were you feeling it like early on?
I mean, I was feeling it because, you know, y'all got food. It was like unlimited drinks, even though I don't drink that much. And y'all had sushi, so I was cool.
We do food very well. It's true.
Yes. And, you know, my homies were there, so it was cool just to hang out. And then to hear "You get a Surface," and then we got to choose different color covers for our Surface. In mine, the one of course I chose one that was red.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Nice.
I'm like, "Patrice, you are officially Oprah." I call her Patrice Winfrey. "You get a Surface and you get a Surface."
That's cool. Now, just so in the interest of full disclosure, it is a coincidence that I work for Microsoft.
Yes.
I did not know you were getting a Surface.
Yes.
And I do not yet have a Surface. So total coincidence that I work for Microsoft and you got the hookup.
I thought you would have a Surface by now.
You would think. Thank you very much, people who are listening. I would like
to
know where my Surface
is. You know what? And I was telling some of the Microsoft PR ladies, and I was like, you know, one of my friends works for Microsoft, Scott Hanselman. He's on the developer IT side. And they're like, "Oh, cool." They're like, "He probably already has a Surface." I'm like, "I'm sure he does." "Oh, you ain't got one?"
Mm-mm.
Sorry.
No, thank you. Actually, you don't want to know how bad it is? I've actually visited other people's Surfaces.
Have you played with one? You've played with one?
Yeah, I went to the mall because at Christmas time they had those pop-up stores. So there's like 30 stores that have popped up around the U.S. and you can go to the mall and you can play with one. So yeah, I have played with one. I don't think I like the touch cover. I want to get the type cover with the real keyboard.
Well, I actually love the touch cover. So there's two types of covers to the Surface. There's a type cover that looks like a traditional keyboard, and there's a touch cover that looks like the smart cover of an iPad, except the inside has a keyboard. Mm-hmm. The keyboard is actually pretty dope. Like, it's pretty sensitive, so you think you're not really hitting any buttons. You are. I like it. I really like the Surface. So when I'm traveling now, my MacBook can stay home. I'm going to take my Surface with me.
For real? You think you can pull that off? Because a lot of people always say, like, can you only work on an iPad? And that's the big question. See, about, like, a Surface. Like, is it enough like Windows that you'll be able to do real work as opposed to just, you know, surfing and checking email?
I have an iPad. I don't typically take it with me when I travel because, for me, not having to be able to type really, it limits what I can do. But with the Surface and the keyboard, I can definitely take this on the road with me. And here's a cool part. It comes already with Microsoft Word, Excel, and PowerPoint.
Mm.
So the work I need to do, internet, Word, PowerPoint, it's all on here. And I don't need to have anything extra with me. And here's another cool feature you might not have realized they have. So it has a front-facing camera, too. So let's say you are, it has a front-facing camera and back camera. So let's say you're a student in college and you're like, I want to record this like lecture that I'm in and I want to be taking notes on it. You can actually split the screen on a Surface. So it can be recording something while you're typing on it and writing notes. So I think it can be split into three different things going on the screen at the same time, which an iPad doesn't have.
Yeah, yeah. You can split it two things. Like, you can have like a small thing on the side, or like a two thirds of the screen, or the whole screen.
Yeah, so I think that's gonna be cool. But I like it. I really like it. I think this is gonna be my new, like, travel computer. My MacBook
cool.
will stay home.
I need to get my Surface before Christmas. Now, did they tell you that there's two kinds of Surfaces, like RT and then there's Pro?
Yeah, yeah, this is the RT. We got the RT.
Yeah, I'm thinking I want to wait for Pro, but I don't know. I haven't decided. Pro's a little bit heavier, but it lets you run regular Windows apps like Quicken and stuff like that.
Ah, gotcha.
Actually, I wrote a blog post about Ultrabooks. Now, you have a MacBook, and I have a MacBook Pro, but I've been using this Intel Ultrabook, and I blogged about it.
Don't try to play me.
What's that?
Don't try to play me. I got a MacBook Pro.
Your MacBook Pro?
Yeah, my computer's a MacBook Pro, yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah, so I have a MacBook Pro, but I don't really use it that much. I use this Intel Ultrabook. It's like a 3-pound, super thin. It's kind of like a MacBook Air, except it runs Windows. And Ultrabooks are like the new thing. They're super thin. They're all basically under 3 pounds. They all have front-facing cameras. They all have GPS. They all have touch screens. And that's the part where I keep getting frustrated. I keep pawing the screen of my Mac, expecting it to do stuff. And I'm always disappointed when things are like, why isn't that application launching? Oh, because I'm stabbing at the screen.
Gotcha.
So Ultrabooks have touch screens. And that's, I think that's really cool.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that works. I think that's another thing that's also cool about the Surface, the fact that it's a touchscreen. I've been actually catching myself trying to touchscreen my MacBook and being disappointed when it doesn't happen.
Yep.
That's cool.
See, that's the thing. Because I think that, like, it's not about using only touch. It's about having one more thing to use. You've got the trackpad.
Right.
You could have an external mouse and you could touch the screen. You just, whatever is appropriate. Like doing a pinch to zoom. That's a super useful thing. You're not going to do it every day, but when you do it,
right,
it's there for you.
Right. I like the pinch to zoom feature. I haven't tried it. I don't know if it's something I can do on the Surface. I haven't tried that yet.
But yeah, it is. You can pinch to zoom pictures or maps or even text in an email.
Dope.
Actually, you should try pinch to zoom on websites. Just visit a website. Ooh, and speaking of websites, try visiting my blog and then snap it to the side. Do the snap view. I put in some custom CSS that makes my blog look good on a Surface when it's off to the side, and I can hook up your blog too.
Ooh, yes, please.
Responsive design. Responsive.
Yeah, I respect the responsive design. I do.
Actually, that's a really good technical tip. Does your blog have a mobile view?
Okay, right now it doesn't, but I have a reason for that.
Mm.
Laziness.
Oh, that is good. That is a good reason.
Well, here's the thing. My blog, I actually should have upgraded it to the newest version of my theme, and that has responsive design. I just haven't done it yet because I'm being lazy, even though I do it for my other clients. So, yeah, that's my only excuse for it.
Isn't that funny, though? We take care of our clients more than we take care of ourselves.
That's how it is. That's how it always is.
Actually, speaking of taking care of ourselves, we have someone in our life who's going through something right now, and we wanted to take care of them. So a buddy of mine has got this little startup. It's not quite launched, but I think it'll launch maybe this week or next week, and it's called Hugboard. What did you think of that?
Hugboard is the cutest thing. So it's basically this website where you go, and if you want to make somebody feel better, you just go in there and you post a card to them. And it basically, so by the time all your friends have done it, it's a series of cards, and it's the cutest thing. So cute.
Yeah, it builds like a patchwork quilt of cards, almost like a virtual scrapbook. And it's, you know, you give people like a remote hug, and it's just, it's fun and it's easy. And you give someone a URL and they can just add their card. They can pick from an existing card or they can upload one. And we put together a hug board for our friend and got probably what, like 40 or 50 hugs in it. And she smiled and everyone was very happy. So check out hugboard.com.
It's just incredibly thoughtful. Like, it's one of those things that like someone will really appreciate, because I mean, you just can't not love seeing a series of cards that says I'm thinking about you, or here's some cupcakes, and they're so cute. So yeah
exactly. I think you sent cupcakes.
I sent cupcakes. I did, because I love cupcakes.
Yeah, it's funny that people, to be really personal, you know, of course you send an actual physical card, so when people get flowers or a physical card, they feel really special. But this somehow seems better than like a Facebook post. It seems how more personal, and it's more I don't know, it's just more personal. It's nice.
It is. But on another note of ratchetness, so this week's story of fail.
Mm.
Someone sent me a picture of a terrible tattoo.
Oh no.
I've been blogging basically a collection of terrible tattoos since last year, because people keep mm-hmm. sending them to me. This one is, someone got a pair of panties tattooed on their butt.
Like the design?
And think of panties, like what they look like. They got it tattooed on their butt and got the Chanel logos tatted on them too. So like basically somebody has Chanel panties tattooed on them right now.
Oh no. So this isn't like just the edge. This isn't the outline. This is the whole design, the lace, everything.
Everything. Well, there's no lace. It's just a fail for someone to actually think this is a good idea.
And you know, I'm just not a tattoo. I'm sorry. You know, God bless the tattooed, but you know, other than maybe like a sleeve of like the Matrix, and that's totally nerdy, I can't see myself getting any kind of tattoo that's not going to be something I'm going to regret just like about an hour later.
Well, I have a tattoo. I actually have one tattoo. It's a heart on my wrist, on the inside of my left wrist. Small heart, red. Cliche to some, but my name means love and everything is love, so whatever. So yeah, but like, I love it. Now, getting Chanel, anybody's logo tatted on me, it's not happening.
What, a brand, a logo, something like, you know, any kind of, anything that's not an icon, like a heart is never going to change, right? But there was that guy that got Mitt Romney's logo on his face.
Stop! You're kidding.
You didn't see that? Oh goodness! Someone paid him 10 grand, so he put the Romney Ryan presidential logo on his face. Google it; it's crazy.
Oh, that's a fool.
Yeah, Google it with Bing. I'm telling you.
That's a fool. Google it with Bing. Yeah, all right. Poor Google. They couldn't get the trademarks for that exact reason.
Yeah. Oh, actually, speaking of Googling stuff, did you see Gazoogle .net?
Yes, sure did.
I don't know if
Gizoogle
this is Gizoogle. It's Gizoogle. I don't know if it's a good thing or not. I don't know if it's, is it offensive? I'm gonna Gizoogle you.
Okay, so Gizoogle is this website where they've decided that what would search results be like if Snoop was basically the person spitting them back at you?
Yeah.
So you have to Gizoogle yourself because it's going to be hilarious. Yeah. I guarantee.
It's messed up. It's totally not safe for work. But like here, I just Gizoogled myself. And it says I have another podcast, right, called Hansel Minutes. And it says it's the Technologizzle podcast. And I'm the former chief architect up in the Finizzle. And I'm a bang-banging former professor talking about chicken and gravy. It's just like it's Snoop Dogg isms. It's pretty bad.
In fact, at the top of it, it's called, there's like website transizzle.
Yeah.
So for me, it says, it describes me as bangingly lovey. Okay.
Yeah. And then the O's in the Google logo are spinning rims.
Spinning rims.
Yeah. So it changed you from awesomely lovey. And it says
bangingly lovey.
Bangingly lovey. Best humor blizzé ever. Right back up in your ass serving pop culture tea.
Yeah. And it says, it shows my, it says, with her hilarious B to the L-O jizze, bangingly lovey uses her voice to not only entertain, but gin and juice her digital business and brand.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, actually, awesome. You know, it's one thing totally, awesome. I didn't realize this, but a while back, they were getting too many hits, so Google was banning them, and they actually have a little thing underneath where they'll actually send you off to Bing if Google's down, and then they'll, I don't know, bazingle it or something. They'll switch it over. They'll do the same thing to Bing.
It did that to me the other day, too. Send me to Bing. I was like, I want to see Bing. But then look at this. Like, my results says about 3,000 things up in this biatch.
Yeah, and you can also click on the top where it says transizzle, and yeah, it'll change your entire website.
You know what? I'm going to go trans. My website is already in slang. So can you imagine? This thing's only just going to lose its mind. It's going to be like,
You realize you and I are too easily entertained by this stuff.
Oh, no. I'm fully, like, I spent way too long on this website cackling for like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Actually, this is a kind of random, but in the same kind of vibe about search websites, have you ever used DuckDuckGo?
What's that?
It's a competitor to Google and to Bing. It's DuckDuckGo.com. And you know how when you search something when you're logged into Google, they give you results that are personalized to you? So like when you're checking your SEO, you search for lovey and you're like, oh, I'm number one. And then you log out and you're like, oh, I'm not number one. You know, I'm number four or whatever, because they were telling you what you wanted to know, right? People don't realize that Google and Bing want to know about you so that they can give you results that make you feel like they know what you want. And what that can cause you to do, like, for example, let's say that you're a Romney supporter. And again, this is not a political point, but this is an example. If you support Romney and you search for Romney, you'll get Fox News reports that are pro-Romney. But if you are an Obama supporter and you search for Romney, you'll get MSNBC or you'll get Huffington Post and things that are not necessarily pro-Romney. And the only way that you can kind of escape that search bubble, that artificial results world that they put you in, is to try a search engine that refuses to do that. So, you know how they set cookies at Google and Bing sets cookies. DuckDuckGo does not bubble you. It sends everyone the exact same results no matter what. And it focuses on good results, not personalized results. So there are no cookies set at all with DuckDuckGo.
I'm actually, I don't like how Google bubbles you in, because I feel like it kind of narrows your... narrows everyone's bubble. It creates this bubble, like you said, for us that we can't get out of.
Yeah, it does.
Unless you like wiping your cache every time you're doing a search.
You
and
should
I don't
check
like
it out.
That because I think I'm gonna check out DuckDuckGo then.
Yeah, I just DuckDuckGo for Lovey and found your Twitter, but I found your Facebook. But interestingly, your blog doesn't even show up on the first page.
Really?
Yeah, but your Facebook does, and your About Me page shows up there.
DuckGo.com.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it's super interesting. The other thing that's really interesting about DuckDuckGo is they have this really cool feature called bangs. And this is like a bang is an exclamation point. Okay. So if you type something and then you type an exclamation point and then a short code. So if you type like Oprah and you hit search, that'll search for Oprah. But if you type Oprah and then say W exclamation point, that will search Wikipedia.
Whoa.
Okay, try that. So you go to DuckDuckGo, you type something, and then you type in W bang. Bang again is exclamation point. It sends you to Wikipedia. So the trick is you go and learn these bang codes for all the different sites that you care about, and then you can go to one place. So you just hit bang A for Amazon, or bang N for news, or bang YT for YouTube. And there's literally hundreds of these. You just have to remember the ones you care about. So then you go to one place and you can search Wikipedia, you can search YouTube, you can search blogs or design blogs or downloads or whatever it makes you happy. All from the one place. I think that's kind of cool too.
Huh. Fancy.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, the point is to know that there's alternatives, right? I mean, I work for Microsoft and they want me to tell people that Bing is awesome, but I think that there's a lot of really cool choices and I'm always switching it up. I'm always trying something new, and DuckDuckGo I like a lot.
You rebel, you.
You know I'm a rebel. The other thing I like about DuckDuckGo actually is that they have a zero-click results. So if you type in Oprah, they'll just tell you who she is, and you don't have to click on anything. They just have a whole thing at the top that's like, here's who Oprah. There's a picture of her and who you know. So any link that's they can give you information about without having you visit anywhere, they'll just tell you.
Gotcha. Okay, not bad.
I can hear you thinking about it now. The gears are turning now, aren't they?
I'm gonna start using that more often then. See what they're talking about.
Yeah, check it out.
I'm part of a Google Sheep. I'm Google Sheep is terrible.
No, I mean just that for a lot of people, the internet is Google, and it's bigger than that.
Exactly.
It's bigger than that.
It is.
Ooh, I have another site for you to check out. Because I know that you like beautiful things and things that are awesome. The website's called welldonestuff.com. And it's basically like a design inspiration blog. But it's more of like a Pinterest almost. It's basically a site of really awesome designs, things that are just amazingly made, whether it be something as simple as a mug, like a coffee mug that was just so well designed. Or like one really cool example is a power outlet that's in the wall. It's flat to the wall, but then you push it, and you push it in, and it pops out, and then it has become multiple power outlets. So instead of one, it's got five, and then you push it back in when you're done with it. Or slippers that have LEDs on the front so that you can see where you're walking when you're walking around at night.
Wow.
Isn't that cool?
That is awesome. See, I'm addicted to Pinterest. So if you add something else to my list of websites I go to every day, you don't want me to ever do any work.
Oh, well, you need to get on top of Well Done Stuff. And then there's another one that's called This Is Why I'm Broke. Have you seen this?
Mm-mm.
This Is Why I'm Broke.com is basically like, it's the SkyMall catalog that you wish SkyMall was. You know what I mean? It's just like everything that's epic that should have been in SkyMall, like, you know, Wolverine medieval hand blades or a Nintendo Game Boy dress or Super Mario wall stickers for your kids' rooms. Just like the greatest, most epic things. Ooh. You know what you need? Check it out. USB wall outlet. It's an outlet that you replace the existing one in your wall so that it makes USB ports in your house on the wall.
I've seen those.
Gotta get that.
I've actually seen those also in airports too.
Just on the wall?
Yeah, I've seen those in airports.
See, that needs to be a standard.
It's going to become a standard. So, yeah, I've seen them before. But yeah, so this is exciting. I'm still on Scandal right now. I'm still over here thinking through Scandal. My life, I'm like, what is my life about? Like, I was sweating like Rick Ross at a broken elevator. It was terrible. I will get my life together, but yeah.
I actually watched it online. I mean, it's a good thing to remind people who want to watch Scandal. I watched the last episode entirely on ABC.com. So for people that are in the U.S., you can go to ABC.com, click on shows, and I think they've got the last several episodes of Scandal up there that people can watch.
And because of Scandal, we will do a special show next week. It might be shorter, it might be 15 minutes, but we will, because I'll probably be somewhere rolling around on carpet and I'll
yeah,
have to share.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be a full half an hour, but definitely we should do something
right.
Because it will be the winter finale. So then how long till the next episode?
Oh yeah, it will be our winter finale before 2013. Maybe we'll make it a full show anyway, since yeah, it'll be our
all
finale.
Scandal too. All the time. How long will it go? Yeah, well, probably until after Christmas, yeah.
Yeah, so after Christmas, all until 2013 is over, because next week is what's next week's date? Today is
the
7th.
2013 is
the
14th.
Is in 3 weeks, right? So next show will be our last show of 2012.
And I'm gonna be writing checks that say 2012 for another year.
Wow, that's crazy.
I never get it right. I always write the last years on the check.
You first of all, the fact that you still write checks will. I'm gonna try not to throw shade at you. Who still writes checks in 2013? Actually, you and my mom are the only two people I know who still have checkbooks.
You don't even have a checkbook.
I own
checkbook.
Well, I have a checkbook. I actually do have one from when I opened my bank account. When I first opened my bank account, yeah, the same one. Yeah, I still have it. Yeah. So.
All right. Well,
so,
I'm gonna go write a check for our hosting company then.
Right, writing checks. Who does that in 2012? Chats? No country for checkbooks. And the worst thing is if you're stuck in line behind somebody at the grocery store who is writing a check for their total.
Mm-hmm.
That is foolishness. Don't be that person.
I was at Safeway yesterday, and I was buying like Bounce and Tide detergent and Febreze, and this woman took the stuff and she said, "Do you have any more smelly stuff? Because I'm allergic to smell." I was like,
"Oh Lord!"
And I was paralyzed. I had nothing, and then I put it on Twitter, and this guy said that I should have said, "Really? Well, I'm allergic to good customer service," or something like that. Like, there's so many, there's so many good things I could have said, but I missed out on the opportunity.
You missed it, and you're like, "Dang!" Yeah, that's what always happens. After the fact, you start thinking about what you should have said. awesome. So this is episode 4 of Ratchet and the Geek. We hope you guys enjoyed it. So we will have an episode 5. This is the first time we're actually making a commitment to do another episode.
We will, absolutely. Pray for Fitz, people.
Oh God. President Ghost, put him in your prayers. Shonda Rhimes is playing with my emotions. I am just not ready. But yes, thank you for listening.
Bye-bye.
And yes, thank you for reviewing us on iTunes also, because iTunes says we're new and noteworthy. Isn't that right?
Yeah, we are actually. We're like, I don't know, 9th or 10th on iTunes. And you gotta subscribe on iTunes. You gotta subscribe and you gotta keep doing ratings and reviews. It makes a difference because... Actually, it probably doesn't make a difference because we're not getting paid for any of this.
No, it does make a difference to us, though. It makes a difference to our idea of what we're doing. Because if you guys
our emotional
like it,
well-being.
Yes, our emotional well-being is tied to this.
Yes.
Hey, you can always
really
use guilt. If all else fails, use guilt.
Oh, and actually, speaking of guilt, no one has signed up for audible.com, but they are still... So we're not getting paid at all, but if you go to audibletrial.com/ratchet, and we're very excited about it because now we have Ratchet in the URL there. I didn't know if they were gonna let us do that, So you go to audibletrial.com/ratchet and you get a free audiobook, and you can try audible.com free for 30 days. So you can check that out too. audibletrial.com/ratchet.
Yes, indeed. So thank you for listening and enjoy your week. Peace.